Budapest architects Marcel Komor and Dezsa Jakab are the most important Art Nouveau builders of Subotica. They designed the Subotica Synagogue, the City Hall, the Spa Complex in Palic, and some other buildings in Subotica. Their two busts, the work of the sculptor Sava Halugin, were erected in 2005 and face the official entrance to the City Hall. Marcel Komor's father was Rabbi Solomon Kon. After the birth of his children, Rabbi Kon Hungarianized his surname to Komor, which was a common practice in Hungary at the time. Marcel Komor had seven brothers and sisters. Hungarian and German were spoken at home, and the children also learned French. They all played the piano and often played music together, which was typical of Budapest Jewish families in the second half of the 19th century. All the children went on to have great careers. Marcel graduated from the Technical University in Budapest. As a young architect, he designed in various historical styles, but he was eager to explore novelties such as the application of modern trends and new materials in architecture. While working for one employer, the architect Eden Lechner, who is known as the founder of the Hungarian national style, he met with reinforced concrete, steel bars, and Hungarian ornaments, which would be very important for his work in Subotica. Komor and Jakab teamed up in 1897, and from 1899 they ran a joint architectural bureau until 1918. Together, they participated in many competitions throughout what was then Hungary. Komor dealt mostly with the design of the buildings and tasks related to functionality, while Jakab was concerned primarily with exterior decor and interior design. Marcel Komor's grandson told a story about his grandfather. On a rainy afternoon on November 12, 1944, during the blackout, Grandpa Marcel went to his lonely sister Camilla to bring her groceries. Of course, they sat down at the piano to play a duet and forgot the curfew. On the way home, on the street, he was arrested. In a winter coat and with a hole in the sole of his shoe, he marched towards Austria. On that journey, on November 29, his suffering ended. He was 76 years old. Dezsa Jakab's father was a merchant, but his family was not wealthy, so Dezsa had to hold private lessons and draw to support himself during his studies. Whether it was technical drawing, illustrations, or other forms of drawing, Dezsa certainly was gifted. He graduated from the same faculty in Budapest as his future companion. While serving in the army, he was transferred to Subotica. There he met and married Irena Tausig, the daughter of Vilmos Tausig, who was a textile merchant and was the president of the Neological Jewish Community in Subotica. It's interesting that Dezsa Jakab got married in the Subotica Synagogue, the same one he designed. Family connections and significant Masonic ties explain the number of orders these architects received in Subotica. Dezsa Jakab did not face the horrors of World War II. He died in 1932.